We've been working on this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's what we have for you. Remember the 1989 Kentucky Supreme Court finding that the state school funding gap between wealthy and poor districts was unconstitutional? And how a year later the legislature approved the historic Kentucky Education Reform Act, also known as CARA?
We're actually getting very close to pre-CARA levels. Here at the 30th anniversary of the Rose decision, we have a growing amount of inequity in these per-pupil funding gap between Kentucky's poorest and wealthiest districts.
Ashley Spalding, senior analyst at the nonpartisan nonprofit Kentucky Center for Economic Policy.
There's no funding for textbooks. There's no funding for professional development. We've seen cuts to our extended school services, which are our after-school programs that are especially so critical for students from low-income households. And even the additional investment in Friskies, the Family Resource and Youth Services Centers that also provide supports for low-income students and their families, the additional investment in Friskies, when you adjust for inflation, that also is a cut.
Kentucky's cuts in funding for education among the worst in the nation. Refugees who resettle in Lexington are not here for a handout.
Actually, most of our clients get a job within the first 6 months of arrival.
Derek Feldman of Kentucky Refugees Ministry on the experience of arriving as a stranger in a strange land in these times of heated rhetoric over immigration.
Of course, this is an amazing opportunity, and they are well aware of that. And then also the general feeling sometimes that, you know, are we really welcome here? Do we really belong here?
Zeta Kamara is on a mission.
I really want to help see Appalachia differently, and I think archaeology can do that.
But the way this University of Kentucky archaeologist goes about discovering the buried past of Eastern Kentucky is not what you might imagine.
And so, you know, while the public often thinks of us as these historian heroes studying glamorous things like Indiana Jones or Egyptologists they see on TV, that's not me. If you want to know about, say, how, you know, a lowly ketchup bottle recovered from a coal town in eastern Kentucky, like how that's entangled in the politics of gender and representation, like, I'm your gal.
Kamara tells us how she has worked with the people of eastern Kentucky to reconstruct their history.
History shouldn't just be written by us scholars. It should be written by folks who live there. And we want to help facilitate that.
Dr. Kamara is interviewed by the Kentucky Historical Society's Stephanie Lang, her debut as a member of the Eastern Standard interview team. And speaking of interviewers,
I wanted to write a memoir that wasn't about me.
60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley.
It occurred to me that I had met some of the most inspiring and interesting people around the world who had discovered the meaning of their lives during some of the great historic moments of our time. And so each of the chapters are named after values and virtues, things like courage and selflessness and gallantry. And there's stories about these people who showed those great values that we all cherish during the most difficult moments.
Pelley on his memoir, A Truth Worth Telling, which he will detail on November 16th at the Kentucky Book Fair. Also guest speaking that day at the Kentucky Horse Bar, CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta. We'll feature Tom Eblin's interview with Acosta in next week's edition. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU, and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.